Thank you for those comments. We'll move on. National and regional circumstances vary substantially. This effectively gives any country the opportunity to commit to this document and then to do what it was planning to do anyway. So it's not a binding set of obligations that we've negotiated that we're agreeing. We're setting forth, if you want to do this right, here's a range of choices, and you've got to pick the set that works for your circumstances. So are there any comments on this paragraph? And then the last paragraph. Who thought at 9:30 we'd be here? Collaboration is essential. Are there any comments on this paragraph? I see none. And I think I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Chair. All right, sorry. Yes, yes. Thank you for raising that. The comment was made on the pledges that we needed an additional pledge. Germany then countered by saying, why do we want to add another pledge? Why don't we simply include provision of energy access up front? And I think we actually included it in here. If you go up to number one, please, Stephanie, if you could scroll up to one. And we included in there, and ensuring energy access for all under SE for all. So I will read you what we've received as a proposal for a seventh pledge, but then we have to consider whether we want to do the seventh pledge or stay with the language that we added earlier. The language that I've been handed is, we will promote effective and continuing access to modern energy services for those peoples around the world who lack those services. So my question to the committee is, do we want to add this pledge, or would we like to see this concept embedded in the first point? For me, it's easier to go with the first. It was much simpler.